Workbook, page 14. Listening practice 1. Addicted to technology. You are going to hear radio announcements about the problem of technology addictions. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Do you find yourself chatting for hours over the internet? Do you spend entire evenings playing online computer games? Well, you may be a technology addict. We've collected a few news broadcasts from the past few weeks to show you some examples of this addiction, which usually isn't that serious, but in its extreme forms can be deadly.
And on this evening's news, Steve Alcock, a driver for the Blackburn Transport Bus Company in England, has been fired from his job for playing computer games at work. Alcock's passengers noticed him playing on a portable games machine and became frightened as they realised that he was playing not only while stopping at traffic lights, but also while he was driving. They could clearly hear the screams of people being shot. These were the sound effects from the game which he was playing. They reported him to the company and Alcock was fired immediately.
And here's some news from Scandinavia. Teenagers in Finland, especially boys, are known to be heavy computer game players. The Finnish Defence Forces have found that young men who are addicted to computer games begin to have psychological problems when they are taken away from their computers. It has therefore been decided to excuse them temporarily from military service. These young men are sent home with orders to return and do their service in 2 years' time, in the hope that they will have grown up a bit by then.
Moving on to another item. Many of us spend too much money on our mobile phones, but a 19-year-old Scottish man may have broken a record by spending £60 a week just on text messages, thousands of them. He also sent 8,000 emails in 1 month from his office computer. These messages and emails were almost all for his girlfriend. Apparently, they were having troubles in their relationship. After the problem had been discovered, the young man quit his job and was sent for psychological treatment. He has since separated from his girlfriend as well. Also in Scotland, two young parents have been sent to jail for neglecting their children in order to play internet games. 28-year-old Anthony Appleton said that he was the first to become addicted, but his wife Violet soon followed. The couple played day and night and completely ignored their responsibilities as parents. The four children, all under 8 years old, were found wandering about their home, dirty and hungry.
Now for some tragic news. A 28-year-old South Korean man has died after playing an internet game for a marathon 50 hours, taking only very short breaks. He is one of 10 South Koreans, most of them teenagers or in their 20s, who have died in the last year from causes related to game addiction. Players often become completely obsessed with these violent games, forgetting everything else and neglecting work, friends, family, and their own health. Some deaths are said by doctors to be from heart failure, caused by not eating or sleeping for so many hours. Game addiction seems to be the most extreme in South Korea. In order to play these games, you need high-speed internet, to which more South Koreans are connected than any other nation in the world. 78% compared to only 45% of Japanese and 33% in the United States. There are also 28,000 internet cafes in South Korea, and there have been reports of children who nearly live in these cafes, not coming home for days or weeks.
On this morning's news, a new kind of clinic has been opened in Holland. a treatment centre specifically for computer game addicts. It's the first of its kind in Europe, set up to deal with this new type of addiction. Most of the clinic's clients are young males from age 10 to 25. The clinic takes 10 clients at a time for treatment which can last up to 8 weeks. From their first day at the clinic, they are not allowed to play any games at all. According to the clinic's directors, an important part of the program is finding other activities for the young men to fill up the time they used to spend playing. And on the other side of the world, China has also started its own clinic for internet addiction. The clients are mostly young men. Unlike the 10-bed clinic in Holland, this clinic has got 200 beds for its addicts, but the program is only 2 weeks long. The program involves medical treatment, psychological therapy, physical exercise, and acupuncture. Parents of addicts are happy with the clinic, but have expressed fears that 2 weeks of treatment might not be enough.
As you have heard from these news broadcasts, addiction to internet games is becoming a serious problem all over the world. So for all of those who play these games, enjoy them. But please, do be careful.